Blackstone Audio presents Dead by Midnight by Beverly Barton. Prologue. There it was again, that odd sound. It must be the wind. What else could it be? Possibly a wild animal, a raccoon or possum or even a stray dog. Bears are in hibernation this time of year. Get hold of yourself. You're imagining things. Nobody's out there. Nobody is going to show up here in the middle of the woods in the dead of winter just to frighten you. Dean's bone-thin hands trembled as he pulled back the gingham curtain from the dirty window and peered out into the darkness. The quarter moon winked mockingly at him through a thin veil of clouds, as if it knew something he didn't. The cold wind whispered menacingly. Was it issuing him a warning? Releasing the curtain, he rubbed his hands together, as much to warm them as to control the quivering. He sure as hell could use a drink about now, or something stronger, quicker. But he had learned to settle for strong coffee. Caffeine fix was better than no fix at all. He had been clean and sober for 3 years, and he had no intention of allowing a few stupid letters to destroy his hard-won freedom from drugs and alcohol. Forget the damn letters. They're just somebody's idea of a sick joke. There were things he should be doing, stoking the fire he'd built in the fireplace, checking supplies, preparing the coffee maker for morning coffee, bringing in more firewood, putting fresh linens on the twin beds. Dean wanted